Hello.
Good morning. Hello.
Hey, this is Crow calling back from customer service.
Yes, sir.
Hello. Yes, this is Crow calling back from customer service.
Yeah, I received a fraud alert from my credit card in the amount of $67.36, I believe. And this was, she said it was the 18th yesterday. And I don't recall using my credit card for Majestic. Who is Majestic?
Well, sir, we're part of a third-party customer service agency that services several different products. And some of our companies do run other shops, so they may have processed this transaction under another one of their shop names by accident. Can we start by getting your zip code so I can try to pull up your account and see what's going on?
Sure, it's 94503. No, forgive me. That's, I just moved. So it's 42101. 42101. Bowling Green, Kentucky.
All right, sir. And can I have your first and last name?
Jonathan Jackson.
Okay, and can you verify your address for me?
Well, let me ask you this. Before I give you a lot more information, I need to know who you are. Because if this is some type, and I'm trying to protect myself, it's not that I don't trust you, but in these times, especially during Christmas, this happens a lot. What was the purchase of $67, and who was it with?
Well, sir, in order for me to...
But I don't know anything about you.
Well, sir, in order for me to discuss these transactions with you, I do have to ask you to verify your address for security purposes. And I'm not going to charge your card any more than it's already charged. I'm just here to handle customer complaints.
Well, brother, listen, I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying, but I don't know you. How do I know this isn't some kind of a fraud? I don't know that. As a patron, I don't know. I got a fraud alert on my phone from my credit card company saying, hey, who is this? And so
yes,
I called them this morning, and they said, well, here's the number. Give them a call and find out who they are and what they charge and why they charged it. I understand you're telling me it's a third-party billing, but it sounds suspicious to me. I didn't use that credit card yesterday.
Yes, sir. I do understand your frustration. So I do have an account pulled up under your name. The zip code is different. So for this beginning
of
the address, I do.
Try this zip code, 94503. I moved from American Canyon, California to Bowling Green a couple weeks ago. So that's why I gave you the Bowling Green, my new address. My old address is in American Canyon, California, 94503.
No, sir, it's in Bowling Green, but the zip code is different. So
42101 is different?
Yes, sir. The address on file starts with 330. Do you recognize it?
That is correct. That is correct. That is my address. I thought you asked me for my zip code.
Yes, sir. I said the zip code was different.
Go ahead.
I said the zip code is different from the zip code you gave me, but I do have an address under 330.
330 is correct, but the zip code to that address is 42101. Let me grab a piece of mail here. Hold on. I mean, I thought I had it memorized, but I could be wrong. Let me double check. Negative. 42101 is my correct zip code for that mailing address in Bowling Green, 42101. I just looked at a bank statement.
All right, sir. So I have 40101. It might have been a mistype. But,
yeah, that's a typo. It is.
Can you verify the rest of the street address for me?
It's 330 McIntyre Street.
All right, sir. So I do have your account being pulled up. It was pulling up while we were talking, and it just never did load. So can you give me a couple moments while it loads?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you still there?
Yes, sir. I'm still waiting for your account to load up.
Okay.
Going to the bedroom, I
All right, so your account is still loading. I'm very, very sorry for the delay.
Okay.
I'm still here, sir. Unfortunately, your account is just not loaded yet.
It's still not loaded, huh?
No, sir.
Do you guys do third-party billing for Amazon?
No, sir. We do not.
You don't do Amazon. So, yeah, I think this is a fraudulent charge because I did not use that card yesterday at all.
All right, sir. Just bear with me. We'll discuss everything while your account loads. When your account loads, okay?
Okay.
And I am very, very sorry about the wait. It's just slow for everybody today. I'm not sure what's going on.
Well, the most important thing is that we get it handled. You know, for $67, it's not the end of the world. But if this is somebody using my card fraudulently, they're not going to stop there. They're just going to get away with.
I understand, sir.
Still not up, huh? Wow.
No, sir. It's still not up. I'm not sure what's going on.
Not even the end of the month. They're not doing skating.
I do apologize for the delay, sir.
Yeah, I understand. Let's just make sure we get it fixed. That's the most important one.
Okay, sir. So it finally pulled up.
Good.
All right. So, do you recall ordering a Stealth Elite drone on the 13th of December?
I'm sorry, of what?
A drone. You paid a $825 shipping and handling fee.
It was $825, but there should have been no charge for it. Yes.
Yes, sir, and you're correct. You weren't charged for the drone. That drone was free, and you only had to pay an $825 shipping and handling fee. However, when you did pay the $825 shipping and handling fee, on the website you ordered the drone from, it might have been at the very bottom on the button that says Terms and Conditions. It's fine if you missed it, but within those terms and conditions, it does outline that by paying that $825 shipping and handling fee, you do agree to a later charge for a membership, and if you don't,
no,
cancel your account within a set amount of days, you are charged the full price for this membership.
Yeah, I didn't read that, and I don't recall that, and I do not want that. So if you would, reverse that.
No problem, sir. I can go ahead and cancel this membership for you so you won't be charged any further. However, since this is considered a valid charge, I can only give you 35% back. Is that okay?
No. Because I did not authorize $67 membership. This was a thing where they said, thank you for your business. If you fill out this questionnaire, we can give you a gift of this, or this, if you just pay shipping and handling. This is absolutely a scam. I never agreed to it. So no, you reverse the whole thing. I'll call my bank back and tell them I did not agree to this, and they just won't pay it.
All right, sir. Well, I can. Okay, sir. So if you do set up a dispute with your bank, what they'll do is call us, and when they call us, we'll explain the terms and conditions that were outlined on the website. And once they do that, they will set the account and charge back, and they'll give you the credit back. But once they see that it is a valid charge, they'll take the credit back from you. So,
but I didn't authorize it. If you're telling me in all this little tiny small print, this is what I agreed to, you know as well as I do it's a scam.
Well, sir, not necessarily, because it is outlined within the fine print. So by paying that $825 shipping and handling fee, you
I want the
did
whole
agree.
Thing reversed. Get me a supervisor. I want the whole thing reversed. Get me a supervisor. I didn't agree to this. It's a scam. It's a setup, and they're not going to take my money. It's not the money. It's the principle that they scammed me. We both know that. You know how it works. So get me a supervisor. I want the whole thing reversed. I'm not paying it.
Well, sir, our supervisors do go by the same protocol, and as a courtesy, I can give you a 50% refund of this bag. Is that fine?
Now it's 50%? I want 100% credit. I didn't agree to this.
Yes, sir. Well, as company policy, we're only allowed to give you a refund in percentages. We're not supposed to even give you a refund at all. However, as a courtesy, I can give you a 50%. I'm sorry, what was that, sir?
I said this shouldn't have been charged at all.
Yes, sir. Well, it was outlined within the terms and conditions on the website.
Well,
so
that's what you're telling me. I don't know that. You send me proof that I agreed to that. That's what you're telling me. I'm telling you I didn't. I agreed to the $825 shipping and handling. That's all I agreed to.
Well, sir, I can pull up the website now and go over the terms
but
and conditions.
But neither can
with
I.
You.
No, you reverse the whole thing. It's not going to work.
Well, sir, I can only give you a 50% refund of this entire charge.
Okay,
I'm
you
sorry
refund
please.
That, and then I'm gonna call my card right now when we hang up and let them know this is a fraudulent charge and that you only agreed to credit half of the fraudulent charge.
Well,
so
sir,
go ahead and write the credit.
Well, sir, they will call us back, and they will discuss this with us.
That's
and,
fine. Let them do their due diligence. Listen, sir, we both know this is a scam. You agreed to this without knowing you supposedly agreed to something different. That's called a Ponzi scam. It's not going to work on me. So you credit your 50%, and then I will call my credit card and let them know everything that's happened, and then they can investigate you or whoever you're representing. It's not you personally, but – whoever you're representing. It's a scam.
All right, sir. Well, just bear with me for a couple of minutes and I'll speak to a supervisor, okay?
Okay.
All right, sir. So I did speak with the supervisor, and they allowed me to give you your full refund. So give me 1 second. All right, sir. So I did refund your full $67.32 back, and you should receive your refund within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. Will that show on a charge and or a credit right now? Because I'll call my card and make sure that they see that credit pending.
I'm not entirely sure, sir. I just do know that it should go back to your account within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. Thank you for your help. I appreciate it.
No problem. Is there anything else I can do?
No, you've been very helpful. I appreciate your help. Thank you.
All right. No problem. I thank you for calling customer service, and I hope you have a great day, sir.
You too. Bye-bye.